Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we are continuing our discussion of the fact that we have within us, because we're born again, the very uncreated life in God Himself, eternal life, resurrection life. When we bowed our knee to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, something came into us that was not in us before. It's the very life and substance, the nature and being of God. God's nature is life. In Him is life. And that life is the light of men. The Father has life in Himself, John 5:26 says. Jesus said, I am the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Three different word pictures are used in the New Testament to describe the relationship we have with God through Jesus. All three of them depict union and shared life. Jesus is the vine, we're the branch. That's union. The branch is in union with the vine and partakes of the life of the vine. And that life of the vine in the branch enables the branch to demonstrate outward evidence of the life within or to bear fruit. Another word picture is head and body. Jesus is the head, we're the body. Union and shared life. The head is united to the body and both share the same life. A third word picture is husband and wife. Once again, we see union. A husband and a wife are united and we see shared life. They're united to form one life. God has put something in you through the new birth that was not in you before you were born again. And you and I need to learn to walk in dependence on what's in us. His life in us is a source of ability and power to be and to do all that God intends for us to be and to do in this life. And we've begun to look at the Apostle Paul. He is an example of a man who learned to live by the life of God in his spirit in a real way. And it made him a master in the most difficult of circumstances. And we're looking at Galatians 2:20 In Galatians 2:20, Paul made a statement that shows us how he viewed reality, how he saw God and himself in relation to God. Galatians 2:20 says, I was crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And we've divided this verse into the four specific statements Paul makes. Let me just review briefly, because it's already Thursday and we still have a lot to cover. Paul said, I was crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Paul understood that Jesus died a substitutionary death on the cross. In the mind of God, when Jesus died, we died. Jesus went to the cross for us as us. He took our place in death, and he died for us as us. But he joined us in death at the cross so that we could receive life through his resurrection. When life was given back to Jesus in the resurrection, in the mind of God, it was given to us. And when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that very same life that raised Jesus from the dead comes into us, and it recreates our spirit and transforms us from sinners into literal sons and daughters of God. It changes us from unrighteous and unholy children of the devil into holy, righteous children of God. It produces a transformation. There's something in you that wasn't in you before. Paul said, I was crucified with Christ. I died with Christ, but now I'm alive with Christ. And he goes on to say, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. He understood that through the new birth, his spirit had been made alive with the life of God, the uncreated life in Jesus. He knew he was united to the life in Jesus and living by his life. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Christ by his life is the life of my spirit. Because of the new birth, through union with Christ, just as a branch is alive by virtue of the fact that it is in union with the vine and the life in the vine, drawing on, partaking of that life, so Paul knew he was living by the life of God. Paul didn't have to make it happen. It was happening. That life was in him, doing its thing, living. Then Paul said, the life I am now living, I live by faith in the Son of God. That means a lot of things, but in context of the statement Paul has just made, Paul has just said he knows that Christ by his life lives in him. When Paul said, I live by faith in the Son of God, he was expressing his trust in Jesus to be and to do in him all that Jesus intended and desired to do in him by that life in him. In other words, Paul said, I expect Jesus to be my power and ability. Paul is the one who wrote, I can do all things through this union with Christ. Paul is the one who wrote, I'm more than a conqueror through this union with Christ. Paul is the one who wrote, I do the works that I do by his power working mightily in me. In the context of having a treasure in earthen vessels, Paul wrote that in 2 Corinthians. You're familiar with it. I mean, we could look at the whole passage. We don't have the time to, but in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, Paul said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Tons of stuff in there we're not going to address right now. But Paul was aware he had something in him that he'd never had before he was born again. But now that it was in him, it made him a powerhouse. Paul goes on to say in the next, from verse 7 down to verse 9, he says, we're troubled on every side, but not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're cast down, but not destroyed. Then he explains why he had this kind of victory. Because the life of God in him was manifested or demonstrated or operative in his flesh. Let me read verses 10 and 11. In my body I bear about continually the dying of Jesus, that in my body the life also of Jesus might be shown forth. For I, in the midst of life, am daily given over to death for the sake of Jesus, that in my dying flesh the life whereby Jesus conquered death might show forth its power. Now let's break this down. Paul faced death due to persecution wherever he went. That's the same threat Jesus faced. Jesus died death due to persecution. Now, you and I know it was a substitutionary death that God used to bring the salvation of the world, but just looking at what happened, religious leaders rose up, came against Jesus, inspired by the devil, persecuted Jesus, and sought to put him to death. Well, Paul faced the same kind of death due to persecution. But he expected the life of God, the resurrection power of God, to be demonstrated in his dying flesh. By his dying flesh, he meant his mortal flesh. You know this, that your flesh is dying. It's mortal. It's death doomed. It's bound to die. Paul was confident that Christ in him as his life. Paul wrote in Colossians 3:4, Christ is our life. He was confident that Christ in him by his life, as his life, would be in him what he needed him to be. See, that was Paul's attitude. Yes, I face all kinds of opposition coming against me, but God in me is bigger than all of this, and Jesus in me by his life will show up in my physical body and in my mind and my emotions to enable me to do what I need to do. Now, you and I may not face death by persecution yet. It's coming to America at some point in the not too distant future. But all of us daily face death in the sense that our bodies are mortal or they're doomed to die and they are subject to sickness and old age. But we can have life manifested in our flesh just as Paul did. See, we're alive by the life of God, and now the inward life, the life of the vine, is in us to produce fruit are outward evidence of the life within. Paul wrote Romans 8:11. Yea, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead be dwelling in you, he who raised Christ from the dead shall endow with life also your dying bodies by his spirit which dwells in you. See, he's in us to give life to our mortal flesh. Yes, he's going to one day totally transform our bodies at the resurrection of the dead, but right now his life is in us to quicken our mortal bodies, to give life to our flesh. Now, actually, if we went and read the whole passage in Romans 8, we would see the context in which Paul made this statement is actually power to deal with the parts of our makeup which were not changed by the new birth. When you were born again, you didn't get a new mind, new emotions, or a new physical body. That eternal, uncreated life is in your spirit. It didn't directly affect your mind, your emotions, or your body. But when Paul made the statement about God in us to give life to our mortal body, he's actually talking about God in us as power to deal with the parts of us that are not yet changed. Whole can of worms for another day. But the point for right now is Paul knew he had the uncreated life of God in him through union with Christ. He believed it, he knew it, he believed it, and then he experienced it. If we were to read all of 2 Corinthians 4 and the first half of 2 Corinthians 5 here, we would see that Paul stresses awareness of inward ability that shows up outwardly to deal with the hardships of life. And it is in this context that Paul makes the statement, we walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Now, we've all heard that verse before. We can all quote it. But are you aware of the context? It's in the context of awareness of inward ability from God, because we're branches of the vine and we have the uncreated life of God in us. It's awareness of this inward ability that shows up on the outside of us. See, this is how most of us live. I don't feel strong, therefore I have no strength. I don't feel well, therefore I am not well, and so on and so forth. But all of this is based on what you see and feel. Well, we walk by faith and not by sight. What is faith? According to Paul, it's not sight. If you're basing what you believe on what you see and feel, that's not faith. God says we are in union with, filled with life, strength, health, ability, wholeness, wisdom, etc., because that life is in us. We need to learn to believe it, and then we'll experience it. More tomorrow.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619. 19.